KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Emergency services have had their hands full on KZN's roads as the long weekend draws to a close. A man and a teenager were killed after the vehicle they were in was involved in a crash on the N3 near Pietermaritzburg last night. They are believed to be father and son. Craig Buerta from KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service says one of them had already succumbed to his injuries before help arrived.
Paramedics immediately provided on-scene medical care to two other individuals, one critically injured and another that has sustained serious injuries. Sadly, the critically injured patient, after arriving at hospital and desperate measures from hospital staff and paramedics to resuscitate the patient, the critically injured patient succumbed to the injuries.
And as we commemorate the contribution young people made to the liberation struggle today, a social justice group is calling on the government to stop the privatization of public assets and focus instead on helping create jobs for the youth. National Youth Day today notes the 1976 Soweto student uprising. Deputy President Paul Mashatile is leading the 2025 celebrations in the Northwest Province. This year's theme is Skills for the Changing World, Empowering Youth for Meaningful Economic Participation. But the Assembly of the Unemployed says unemployment is leaving many young people feeling hopeless and without purpose. Spokesperson Motsi Kgogoma.
There is climate change jobs that the government can create. We need solars now because even Eskom is not reliable. Transport as well. There are jobs there, housing, jobs in solar maintenance, solar installations. There are lots of jobs that can be created by this government, but the government doesn't want that.
And on an international front, South Africa has expressed deep concern on the escalation of hostilities between Israel and Iran. The government has reiterated an urgent call for de-escalation and full compliance with international humanitarian law, saying civilians must never be considered targets. Israel and Iran have continued to trade strikes in a conflict which is said to be aimed at shutting down Tehran's nuclear regime. Officials in Iran say 224 people have been killed since Friday. Israeli authorities say 13 people have died in counterattacks. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has called on the two sides to make a deal. Cloudy conditions predicted for most parts of KZN today. Durban, a high of 25, Mooi River 20, Newcastle and Cokstad 22, Underberg 23, Ladysmith and Pietermaritzburg 24, Margate 25, Richards Bay and Ulundi 26. We've got 2.5 meter high sea swells at the Durban beach this morning, with sunset at 4 minutes past 5. Cape Town and Johannesburg 17. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.